Good morning, everyone. Today, as I said, we're very honored to have ATI, the whole team be with us.
我再重复一遍, 今天我们很荣幸, 我们请到裴志文教, 中心的年轻人在我们中间。
They have been traveled 1 month already, right?
Yes.
他们的巡回旅行已经有一个月了。
They've been driving the RV with the trailer in the back. And go across the America all over, big circle.
他们开着一辆RV的车, 后面拖着一个拖车, 已经在, 全美开了好多地方了。
They plan to visit many, many cities of the country.
他们, 还将计划, 还将计划去访问, 很多城市。
So they will bring all the encouragement to many different people in different groups.
每到一处, 他们都会带去鼓励。
So this now today is our date here.
但是今天, 是我们的日子，他们到我们中间了。
So we just welcome Mr. Waller to share God's words with us.
Thank you.
我们来欢迎, Waller 先生。
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. It is a blessing to be here.
我很荣幸来到中间, 你们中间。
And yes, we have been traveling a lot.
确实我们旅行了很多地方。
When we first saw the motorhome, we thought, wow, that's a big motorhome.
大家看到我们这个时候一开始是这是一个很大的一个房车。
And somehow it's been getting smaller every day since.
一天一天过来我们就觉得这个不够大了。
What I want to share with you today is actually a topic that all of us need to address.
今天我要跟大家分享的信息其实也是我们每一个人 需要面对的事情。
And that is how to handle the storms of life.
我们如何面对人生中的狂风暴雨。
All of us need to address the storms in our lives.
我们每一个人 都会需要来面对我们生命中的风浪。
We all will respond to the storms that come our way.
无论他们来, 风浪来的时候, 我们都要做出反应。
The question is, how are we going to respond?
问题是我们的反应是,
will we pass the test?
我们会通过考验吗?
Or will we miss what God intends by allowing storms into our life?
还是我们在神所允许的试验中我们跌倒呢?
Romans 8:28 is a common verse we all know and claim as a promise of God.
罗马书8章28节有神的应许。
All things work together for good.
万事都互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处。
But what about those problems, those storms, those challenges that come our way?
但是如果风浪真的来的时候, 我们怎么办呢?
Do those work together for good too?
这些真的会对我们有益处吗?
It's interesting, as we prepare a message, sometimes God gives us little tests of that message.
所以很有趣, 当我们在准备, 当我在准备这个信息的时候, 神就在实地的, 考验了我一下。
Little test to see if we're going to respond right, even here this morning.
甚至在今天早晨, 神就在, 经过这些小小的风雨来考验我们。
We were in Los Angeles last night.
昨天夜里我们是在洛杉矶。
And so we got to drive from Los Angeles all the way up to San Jose today, or early this morning.
所以我们大清早我们就从洛杉矶一直开车到这里。
So when you hear very loud voices in the morning, or when you hear noises that wake you up, how do you respond to those little storms, those little tests?
所以当我们早晨我们看到这些声音有很吵的声音，我们怎么来反应？
And Priscilla was getting ready in the bathroom.
My wife. 她的妻子Priscilla. 正准备上厕所。
And she was putting her earring in.
她戴她的耳环。
And it was one of those special earrings that she wears just on special occasions.
要知道她戴的这个耳环是一个特别的。
The real diamond, the actual gold.
是真的有金和, 钻石的。
And as she's bending over the mirror,
她, 对着镜子,
she drops both of them and they go down the sink.
然后, 那个耳环就掉了，然后掉到那个池子里面。
We're already running a few minutes late for prayer.
但是我们已经晚了几分钟，要准备祷告会了。
So do we take time to take apart the plumbing of the motorhome?
我们现在是不是需要再多花点时间在那个下水管里面找呢?
We saved it for later, so.
我们说以后再说吧。
Little storms that test our character.
所以这是小小的风雨来测试一下我们的品格。
A few minutes later, as I'm waiting for Priscilla to finish up, I was throwing the frisbee to our little son Paul, who's 2.5.
然后过几分钟之后，正在Priscilla在准备的时候，我跟我的儿子保罗在玩那个小飞碟。
And would you know, we would throw the frisbee in the barbed wire fence area. You can't climb in there.
你要知道，当我把那个小圆盘飞了过了篱笆的时候，你就不能过去了。
Little storms come in all different sizes and shapes.
所以暴风雨会从各个角度、各个层面。
Sometimes it's as you're driving to church with your potluck dinner, your pot of chili, your special dish.
比如说有时候你到教会要有那个聚餐的时候，你带了一些辣的东西。
And your child is sitting right above the crock pot full of chili.
然后你 你的孩子就坐在那个火辣锅的面前。
And you're already late getting to church just because you had to make the chili.
要知道你已经时间很紧张了，因为你在正准备那些辣椒。
And you turn around just in time to see your toddler's shoe fall off his foot into the pot of chili.
然后你回头一看，看到你的小男孩，他的鞋子掉到锅里了。
Tests come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
所以这样的考验是从各个角度、各个尺度都会来。There
was a family sitting in this room last year.
去年我们在这个房间里有一个家庭。They
planned to come to the family connection this afternoon.
他们是准备来参加下午的家庭联结会的。Little
did they know that later that year.
他们怎么也没想到，一年之后。
Their family would go through a very challenging trial.
这个家庭要经过一个生命中的很大的风浪。
Their son was taking a little bath.
他们的儿子正在洗澡的时候。
And drowned.
淹死了。
2 weeks before his 7th birthday.
是在再有两个星期就到他七岁的生日了。
Just a few weeks before the Sacramento Family Conference.
再过几个星期就到了撒迦缅度的大会了。Those
storms are challenging.
这些风浪是很有挑战性的。They
test the core of where our faith lies.
它将真正的测出来我们信心的根基在哪里。In
the book of James, it says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth.
在雅各书里面说，这个试验。 试验出来的信心要比金子和银子要宝贵得多。It
compares trials to precious things.
他在苏联把这些试验跟那些贵重物品相比较。If
you had a choice of $100 million in gold,
如果你有选择或者是选几百万美元的金子,
or a trial, what would you choose?
还是一个 生命的试炼，你会选什么呢？
The trial is more precious because it reveals where our faith lies.
这个试炼是更宝贵的，因为他们会显出来我们里面的信心到底在哪里。I
want to talk to you about how to handle the storms of life.
我今天就要谈一谈我们怎么样来驾驭生命的风浪。So
many of our brothers and sisters in Christ living in Asia are going through trials we may never know.
我们中间有很多住在亚洲的弟兄姐妹，他们正在经历很多的试炼。Would
you turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 11?
可不可以把你们的圣经翻到Acts
chapter 11, verse 22.
11，然后使徒行传11章23节、22节。
Paul and Barnabas were doing a lot of ministry, and it says there,
保罗做了很多的传道之后，他这样说。
Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, who should go as far as Antioch.
当消息传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中的时候， 他们就派出巴拿巴一直向走到安提亚的地方。
Who when he came, verse 23,
在二十三节说，当他来到的时候
，and had seen the grace of God was glad.
他看到神的恩就欢喜。
And exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord.
并且鼓励他们，是鼓励他们每个人的人心都紧紧的倚靠，紧靠主耶稣。
When we see the grace of God evident in our lives,
当我们在生命中看到神的恩典的时候
，we know it's His grace that gives us the power to respond right to the storms of life.
我们知道，当我们能够面对的时候，我们是倚靠神的恩典。
It is so important that we respond to God's grace with humility, not with pride.
很重要的是，当我们面对生命的试验的时候，我们是用谦卑的态度，而不是用骄傲的态度。
My parents were godly parents.
我的父母是非常属灵的父母。
I'm one of 10 children.
他们有十个孩子，我是其中的一位。
So a big family.
是一个大家庭。
And sometimes we would get into trouble.
有时候我们会惹麻烦。
The thing that we would watch is how our parents would respond when we did get into trouble.
对我们孩子来说，当我们惹出麻烦的时候，我们会观察我们的父母的反应。
Sometimes our parents would get upset and angry.
有的时候父母会非常生气，然后发火。
And later ask forgiveness for their anger.
然后过了一会儿呢，他们会到我面前来寻求我们的原谅，说。
I remember many times though that my parents would just shake their head.
我很多时候我看到我的父母，他们就在摇头。
And then they would say, "It's only by God's grace that any of you turn out right."
实在是需要神的恩典才能把你们搞定。
So the foundation of God's grace is essential for us all.
所以神的恩典在我们家里来是最重要的。
And it's by God's grace that that last half of verse 23 is true.
依靠神的恩典，我们才知道这经文里面的最后后面一半是可信的。
It's by His grace that can be a reality in our life.
因为是神的恩典，可以是我们生命中的。
It says that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord.
我们要立定心志，紧靠主。
You look at the word cleave, and it comes from the Greek word prosmeno.
这个紧靠主的它的希腊原文是这样的
，which means to stay further, that is remain in a place with a person, adhere to, persevere in, be with, cleave, cling. So many meanings there with that one word.
他有很多意思，他的意思就是说一直待着留在原地或者跟一个人在一起就是不被黏在一个地方，不被摇动，很多意思都在这里。
Sometimes to capture the meaning I like to use an object that helps me give understanding.
有时候我会想象一张图片来帮助我理解这个意思。
Today I brought some duct tape.
我今天带了一个胶带纸。
Anybody like duct tape?Love duct tape. It's good stuff. It'll stick to so many different things.
它这个很黏，黏在手上拉都拉不动。
This stuff is made to be sticky.
这个东西就是这样很黏的。
It's made to cling to something.
制造它的目的就是让它来黏住一些东西。
You and I were made to cling to Jesus.
我们被造就像这个胶带一样，就是要粘在主耶稣的身上。
And if we do not consciously choose to cleave with purpose of heart, we cleave unto the Lord. We start clinging to other things.
如果我们没有立志，紧紧的粘在主耶稣身上，那我们这个粘的东西就会粘在世界的。
We might cling to our education.
我们会粘在教育上面。
To our monetary status.
到我们的粘在我们的财务的状况。
To our job,
我们的工作
；to our relationships,
我们的人际关系
；to our family lineage,
我们的家谱。
We cling to so many things.
我们会粘在很多的事情上面。
And so often that can come in between our relationship with Jesus Christ.
以至于我们在想粘主耶稣的时候就粘不住了。
The famous missionary to China said,
有一个到中国去宣教的家庭这样说,
It doesn't matter where the pressure lies. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter how great the pressure is.
当压力来的时候, 压力大不大不是最重要的。
It only matters where the pressure lies or where that pressure sits.
重要的是这个压力压在什么地方。
See that the pressure never comes in between you and the Savior, but only presses you closer to Him.
要知道这个压力并不会把你跟主耶稣压开，而是把你跟主耶稣压得更近。
Hudson Taylor said that.
戴德森这样说。
Anybody have pressure or stress or storms in your life?
任何人，我们中间你有没有风浪，有压力
？Financial pressures, health stresses.
有没有财务上的困难？有没有健康上的压力
？Tensions in relationships.
有没有人际关系上面的紧张？
Don't let those pressures come in between you and Jesus.
不要让这些压力来损坏你跟主耶稣的关系。
But only press you closer to Jesus.
却让这些压力让你更紧靠主。
Then when the pressures of life come and tug at you,
当生命中的风浪来的时候
，they don't take you away from Jesus. They just begin to tear away from the outside.
他们拼命的拉，也只能把外面拉掉，不能把你跟主耶稣的连结给拉断。
In fact, they press you closer to Him.
事实上，每次拉都会使你更加紧紧的抱着主耶稣。
Financial pressure causes you to press closer to Jesus, who provides all of our needs according to His riches and glory.
财务的压力也会使你紧紧的抓住主耶稣，因为他是后赐众人给我们一切的供应的神。
Duct tape is a good illustration of clinging to something.
这个胶带纸是一个很好的一个东西，使我们能够理解怎样跟神紧紧的依靠。
We all were made to cling to something or someone.
我们被造就是要粘在某样东西上面的。
But if we don't choose to cling to Jesus, we cling to a lot of other things.
如果我们没有粘在主耶稣身上，我们会粘在很多别的事情上面。
Just like if I leave this flapping around, dragging through the dirt, this thing will soon become very cluttered with all sorts of lint.
如果我这地方随便抖抖，然后一扔，它也会粘在一个上面，然后
it'll even begin to stick to itself.
然后粘的缠在一起。
You and I can quickly become self-centered in our lives.
我们自己跟自己也会粘在一起，这个叫自我中心。然后用力拉的时候就会断成这样。
And we become incapacitated to serve the Lord and cling to Him.
如果这样的话，我们就没有什么能力再来服侍主。
Do you ever see young people, parents, even older people that haven't grown up, just clinging to themselves? They're so self-centered. They're all about me.
你们有没有见过一些年轻人？甚至是成人，甚至是老人，他们是非常自我中心的，只粘在自己身上。
We were made, designed by God, to cling to Jesus as our best friend.
我们被造，神造我们的设计就是让我们粘在主耶稣的身上。
Let me give you four points that help us to cling to Jesus.
让我在这里讲四个方面，来帮助我们粘在主耶稣身上。
The first one is to hang on to the Word of God. Cling to Jesus by hanging on to the Word of God.
第一点是紧紧抓住神的话语。
What I mean by that is take God's Word as precious.
我的意思是说，我们以神的话语为宝贵。
I love what Jeremiah 15:16 says, Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart.
我很喜欢耶利米书十五章十六节的话语，说你的话语我已经吃了，我并且欢喜快乐在我心里。
I would encourage you to find and claim a promise of God.
我鼓励你们就寻找，并且寻找并且来索取神的应许。
None of us know what pressures we may face tomorrow.
我们并不知道我们明天会发生什么样的压力。
What storms may rock our faith?
风浪来可能会来摇动我们的信心。
That is why it's so important to cling to Jesus, and He is the Word.
所以很重要，我们要紧紧的依靠主耶稣，他是神的话。
Scripture says in John 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在约翰福音第一章开头就说，起初 太初有道，道与神同在。
When you, when you cling to this book, you are clinging to Christ.
我们要紧紧倚靠神，神的话，我们就是紧紧抓住了主耶稣。
Do you treasure the words of God?
你是不是把神的话语当作宝贵？
We treasure so many other words.
我们把很多别的话语当作宝贵。
We take time for television.
我们花时间看电视。
Or radio.
或者听广播。
Or the omnipresent cell phone.
或者无所不在的手机。
Because we cherish words.
因为我们对话语非常感兴趣。
But what about God's word?
但是神的话语呢？
I challenge you to find the promises of God.
我在这里面向大家挑战，你们寻找神的话语。
Scripture says Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
希伯来说十章二三节这样说，让我们抓住我们所信的，不会摇动，因为那给我们，那因为那应许我们的，他是信实的。
Make your children memorize the word of God.
让你们的孩子去背神的话语。
Some people say, "Well, I don't want to force them into loving Jesus."
有人会说，我不想逼着他们去爱主耶稣。
No, show them how you love Jesus by loving His Word.
不是这样的，是你们自己用你们的言行来告诉他们是这样爱主耶稣的。
Model that love for Jesus so they crave what you have.
做他们的榜样，以至于他们心里渴望得到你所得到的。
It starts by holding the promises of God as precious.
就紧紧抓住神的应许，并以此为宝贵。
He is faithful that promised.
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Find a promise of God and put yourself to sleep thinking about that promise of God.
寻找神的应许，即使在睡觉的时候也要思想。
We find ourselves putting ourselves to sleep.Worrying about tomorrow, worrying about the future. Why not think about scripture that promises not to worry and that God will take care of your needs for tomorrow?
我们睡觉的时候常常会思绪纷飞，想着明天的事情，想着将来的事情。我们为什么不花时间想神的话语？神说你不要为明天忧虑，神给我们一切的供应。
Here's a few sample promises.
这里有一些应许的例子。
Philippians 4:19, My God shall supply all your need.
腓立比书四章十九节说，耶和华必供应你一切所需的。
Do you cling to Jesus for your food, or do you cling to your paycheck and your employer for your food?
你是不是仅仅依靠神，依靠主耶稣给你的日常供应，还是依靠你的工资单给你的日常供应呢？
We live in a culture that is so driven.
我们现在的文化是这样的。
Dads feel that they have to provide for their family, so some of them work 60, 70, 80 hours a week to the neglect of their wife and children.
父亲就是这样，被驱动的每天工作16、17、18个小时拼命工作，也来养家，以至于他没有时间花在家庭，花在妻子的身上。
They see their kids maybe once a week.
他们很少看到他们孩子，也许一周一次。
Because they're so busy running here and running there.
因为他很忙，一会儿到这，一会儿到那。
By that time, the kids barely even care to spend time with their dad.
在这个时候，孩子他们已经没有什么时间可以跟父亲在一起。
Dads, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Your treasure is your time.
做父亲的，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。你们的财宝就是你们的时间。
The question always comes up: Is quality time or quantity time more important?
问题常常是这样：是时间的质量重要呢，还是时间的数量重要
？The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Jesus is the one that will never leave us nor forsake us.
主耶稣，主耶稣他在希伯来书里面这样说：他说我总不丢弃你。也不离弃你。
These are precious promises of God.
这是神的宝贵的应许。
I love Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书一章六节里面说，他说我深信 我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这事直到主耶稣基督的日子。
God will perform it.
神必要成全这事。
The work that he has begun in your family, he will complete.
他在你们家开始的功他必要成全。
Number two, hang out.
第二
in the presence of God.
第二是花时间与神在一起。
You see,
住在神同在里。
We not only need to hang on to the promises of God and hang on to the Word of God because that's spending time with Him, but we also need to have a time and a place where we meet with Jesus.
重点是我们不仅要学习神的话语，记住神的话语，我们也要花时间在神的同在里。
Do you know that Jesus did a lot of errand running?
你们知不知道主耶稣基督自己也也到处在到处在走。
And that's how we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
在四福音里面都有提到。
Because while Jesus was running errands, going from city to city, he took time to invest in his children.
当主耶稣在各城各乡东奔西走的时候，他仍然能找出时间跟父在一起。
I could imagine that somehow they could have turned on some sort of television of the day.
我可以想象，在什么时候你把电视打开的时候。
And Jesus could have kept his disciples entertained, talking about all the things around them.
主耶稣可能在跟他的门徒在正在谈论发生的任何事情。
But Jesus chose to redeem the time traveling from city to city, and that's why we had 12 disciples instead of 12. Followers or 12, what do you call them? Disconnected men.
所以不是主耶稣坐下来跟他们聊天，而是带着他们奔走各城各乡。所以我们看到的，我们现在有12个门徒，而不是12个听众或者学生。
Can you imagine the disciples saying, "Jesus, let's go get those people fed so we can get on and fishing some more. I want to go fishing again."
我们。没有看到有门徒说啊，主耶稣啊，今天让我们一起出去做件有趣的事情，也许出去打个鱼啊什么的。
You know, it'd be a lot faster if your shadow would just fall on people by riding in a chariot. So let's go much faster. We'll get much more done for God.
我们可能会这样想，也许我们坐个马车，我们坐着马车过去，我们可能很快就到达目的地。
But Jesus' goal in coming to Earth was not to heal a bunch of people or feed a bunch of people.
但是神在世上的目的。不是要医治很多的人，或者是喂饱很多的人。
But his goal was to impart to his disciples the things that his father had imparted to him.
他的目的是把父亲跟他的关系来做在他跟门徒的关系。
If you were to look back from today backwards, and that were the only time you ever had with your children before your children were separated from you forever.Would you have imparted all of what you want to impart to them?
你如果想象从今天往回头看，如果这是一个时刻，你可以跟你孩子有机会在一起，从今天以后你再也没有机会了，你愿不愿意把你所有的时间，把你所有的生命来坐在孩子里面呢？
It starts by welcoming the presence of the Lord into every situation of life.
起点就是我们欢迎神的同在，在无论在生命的任何阶段，我们都欢迎神的同在。
That means sunshine or storm, bringing the presence of God to that situation.
无论是晴空万里，或者是狂风暴雨，我们所要寻求的就是神的同在。
Does anyone receive sales calls?
我们中间有没有人常常接到一些销售员的电话
？Anybody?
啊，有没有人？
Those are irritating, aren't they?
这些人很恼人的，是不是？
You thought it was your best friend calling you, and all of a sudden it's somebody from the cable network station or some vacation package.
我先以为是我的好朋友，电话一接的时候才发现是广告，是做闭路电视的，或者是卖那个旅游的产品的。
It interrupts at the most inconvenient times.
他们往往在把我们的很不方便的时候打乱了我们的生活。
My mom has done something that has really changed the way I view those sales calls.
我妈妈做的事情让我改变了我怎么来看待这些做广告的电话。
At times, she'll pick up the phone.
她接起电话。
and listen for a few minutes.
然后听了几分钟。
And she'll say, you know, I've politely listened to you for the last 5 minutes.
然后她就说，哦，她说，我可能已经花了五分钟时间听你的了。
Could you listen to me for just a moment while I explain something very important to you?
那现在是不是能，可以轮到我跟你有几分钟时间讲讲呢？
Do you know for sure if you're to die tonight, you go to heaven?
你知不知道如果你今天死了，你一定会去天堂吗？
Numerous times, she has had incredible opportunities to witness because those people on the other lines are human beings.
很多时间，这是对我们来说是一个绝美的机会，因为电话那头的人他也是一个人。
They are in need of Jesus.
他们需要主耶稣。
And often they have some real deep hurts. And more times than not, my mom has had those people on the other end of the line break out in tears and thank her for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们也是人，他们内心有可能也有伤害。很多时候，在我妈妈打电话的时候，那头就哭起来。
Do you welcome the presence of God into those irritating times?
在你很恼火的时候，你有没有去寻找神的同在？
The safest place in all the earth is in the center of the will of God, embracing the presence of God.
在这地上最安全的地方就是行在神的旨意里，住在主的同在里。
I love what Exodus 33:15 says, If thy presence go not with me,Carry us not up hence.
在出埃及记里面，摩西这样说：如果你不与我上去，你就不要带我们上去。
Don't go anywhere that you are conscious of the absence of God's presence.
如果没有神的同在，你哪里都别去。
It is so important that we welcome the presence of God into every situation.
所以我们在任何的环境中都抓紧神的同在，这是至关重要的。
Mom, we've got to go. Let's go. It's time. It's late.
妈妈，我们得走了。现在已经晚了，到时间了。
Don't you realize that the sibling is not getting in the car in time?
你有没有看到？我的这些弟弟妹妹他们还没上车呢。
Don't you realize we have to make this big pot of food and
我们得赶快做这一大锅饭了。
My mom would just look at us and say, "Let's pray about that."
然后妈妈就平静地看着我们说，让我们为这个祷告吧。
Dear Jesus, please help David to be calm.
主啊，求你帮助大卫，让他能够安静下来。
That might be a good way to solve some arguments and tensions between you and your children.
估计这是一个很好的方法，能够帮助解决你和你孩子的之间的压力。
Dad, I want to use the car. Let me use the car. Let me get out the keys.
爸爸，我想用车子了，你开给我的钥匙。
Let's pray about it. Dear Jesus.
让我们爸爸可以说我们祷告主耶稣啊。
Honey, why did you spend so much money at that store?
他说亲爱的你为什么花那么多钱在这个上面
Let's pray about that right now.
我也祈求这个祷告。
Dear Jesus, thank you that you own the cattle on a thousand hills.
谢谢主耶稣你让我在那个天上的牛是你的，万山的羊也是。
Thank you that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory.
你给我们一切的供应是照着你的丰富的荣耀的。
And this money is worth so little compared to our relationship.
所以对我们的人际，对我们的关系来说，这个钱是什么都算不上。
Can you welcome the presence of the Lord in the most heated arguments?
所以在你们中间争吵很热烈的时候，可不可以邀请神的同在来？
Number three, hang up.
第三点是挂断。
There are things that hinder our relationship with Jesus.
有一些事情是会阻止我跟神。
We must let those go.
我们必须让这些东西离开。
We need to hang up our hang-ups before our hang-ups hang us up.
我们要挂断我们的挂虑，要不然我们的挂虑会把我们挂断。
There are things that we want to do for God, but then Satan is like, hold on, you're not doing that for God, just look at what your past was.
有的时候我们想为神发了心做些事情，但是撒旦会有声音说，你看看你的过去吧，你还为神做事呢。
It's really hard to cling to Jesus when we have a lot of dirt that's sticking to us.
当我就看看这个粘胶带，当我们里面有很多的灰尘垃圾在这 中间的时候，我们很难跟主耶稣贴得很紧。
When we are cluttered with all sorts of sin and evil, which is so perverse in this culture,
那我们生命中如果在这个社会，在这个世上有很多的很多的东西被我们吸引的话
，It's very challenging to cling to Jesus.
我们就很难跟神连接在一起。
I want to challenge you to address the issues of sin in your life.
我想在这里挑战大家来解决我们生命中罪的问题。
Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy 2:19 through 22.
把我们的圣经翻到提摩太后书二章十九节到二十二节。
Could you read it for us? 19 through 22. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of oak, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified or set apart for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Verse 22, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
提摩太后书二章十九节到二十二节这样说，然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这应说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有做贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
I just want to summarize here what we've talked about today.
让我来总结一下我们今天所讲的。
If we are going to cling to Jesus, we can't cling to the world.
我们如果想紧紧地粘在主身上，我们就不可以粘在世界的上面。
You can't pick up gold when your hands are full of gravel.
如果我们手上满有石子的话，我们就没有办法去拿金子。
The cords of sin are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken.
罪的锁链先是悄然无声，即使发现已是难以砍断。
Sin will take you further than you ever want to go and keep you longer than you ever want to stay and cost you more than you ever want to pay.
罪会拉你去你不想去的地方，留你在你不想听的地方，并且叫你付出你从未想过的代价。
I want to challenge you to claim a passage of scripture that you could put yourself to sleep tonight, memorizing, meditating on.
我今天要给大家一段经文，也许你睡觉的时候就可以来思想。
I want to challenge you to purpose in your heart to spend at least 5 minutes a day in God's Word.
我想来挑战，你愿不愿意每天花五分钟的时间？每天花五分钟的时间来默想神的话语。
God's word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word.
或者是你有神的话语，罪就上不来；或者是你有罪，神的话语就上不来。
So address the problems of sin in your life.
所以，快来解决生命中罪的问题。
I want to ask the guys to come on up here, and we'd like to sing a special song for you. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me.
我现在邀请在我的团队里面的团队里面的小伙子上来跟我一起献一首诗。
As we're singing that song, I want you to think about clinging to Jesus.
让我们在唱这首歌的时候，让我们一起来思想怎样紧紧粘在主耶稣身上。
We found friendship in the world.
我们在这世上有很多的朋友。
We found friendship with so many other things that we cling to that instead of clinging to Jesus.
我们发现我们对很多很多事情有兴趣，我们的时间，我们的力量都花在上面，以至于没有时间紧靠神。
When we should be clinging to Jesus, looking at His face, holding His hands, looking at His Word.
我们要的是紧紧注视主的脸，抓住主的手，然后读神的话语。
We in a sense spit in His face.
我们
in a sense we're spitting in His face and saying, "I want the world instead."
我们是转，但是我们却是从他脸上转过去看世界。
How does your wife think she's valued when you're doing your cell phone instead of spending time over date night with her.
你这样想想，当你的脸从你的太太身上转过去，一直整天在看你的手机，她会怎么想？
We do the same thing to Jesus.
我们对主也在做这
样的事。We're so busy that we don't have time for him.
我太忙了，以至于现在没有空跟主耶稣在一起。
Could we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
我们可以低头来祷告。
I want you to talk to Jesus about these three things.
我想，你们可不可以来想这三件事情？
Would you cling to the promises of God?
你要不要紧紧抓住神的话语，神的应许？
Would you purpose to hang out in the presence of God?
你有没有立志住在神的同在里？
And would you purpose to address the issues of sin in your life?
有没有立志解决你生命中的罪的问题？
You know what they are better than anyone else.
你的罪你自己最知道。
How many of you would say, I want to claim a promise of Scripture and put myself to sleep quoting that tonight? Could I see your hand?
如果我们中间谁今天晚上就愿意解决这个问题，请举手。
Amen. You can put your hands down.
好，请放下。
How many of you would say, I want a purpose in my heart to spend at least 5 minutes in God's Word every day, for a week, for a month, for a year, whatever it may be? How many of you would say, I want a purpose to spend at least 5 minutes a day in God's Word?
每天如果你愿意。
Amen.
花五分钟时间、
Amen.
也请你举手或者一个星期
Amen.
或者更长
Amen. Amen. Lastly, how many of you have had an issue of sin that you struggled with that you want to surrender to God right now?
我们中间如果有一些、罪有一些挣扎但是我们想投降在主的里面的话
How many of you young people have done something wrong you know it's wrong you've never told your parents about it?
我们中间的年轻人如果你做错什么事情从来没有告诉父母的
Anyone like that?
愿不愿意解决?
Yes, I would encourage you to tell your parents, tell Jesus about it as well.
我鼓励你们向告诉你的父母，告诉你的主耶稣。
Amen. Father in heaven, I thank you for this dear group of believers.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你为这一群爱你、信你的人。
Would you help them to cling to you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength?
求你帮助他们来紧紧粘在你的身上。全心全意的紧贴着你。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
I think that we're still looking for one of our gentlemen. So if you'd like to hear us sing, come back this afternoon. I think one of them is taking care of one of the children, and so part of our quartet is missing. But thank you so much for allowing me to share, Pastor. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, it was such a great message and very. How do you guys think? The duct tape thing? I got a duct tape wallet. So now every time I spend my money, I should stick with clinging to Jesus before I spend money. This made my Melody, my daughter, so as a gift. My favorite animal, bison. Wow. Yeah. So they're coming. Are you?
They're coming?
Yes. Ready? Okay.